podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Andy, you're ridiculous.
Is Noah sicky six?
A little bit, and I just woke up.
Aw, Noah. Do I need to come over and slap your fanny?
No.
Oh, shit, he got sexy voice all day. Oh, damn.
Oh, damn.
Look out, ladies. Better get your squeegee ready for whatever you're sitting on, because it's about to get slippery-dippery.
What the fuck?
Oh, my goodness.
It is a moist front. Slippery.
Noah's dippery.
Ding dong.
The humidity levels just rose in your pants.
There's a 100% chance of moistness. Get out your raincoats. Our computer models predict you gonna come.
All right, shall we start it up?
Yeah, indeed.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week, Noah has a disturbing visit with a friend, Andy is having poop problems, and we review some movies and TV shows. And when you hear this sound...
She calls out to the man on the street. He pretends he can hear her.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Motherfuckers, welcome.
Yeah. Look out, ladies. Buckle in.
It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Bumpy, for your pleasure.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast, whose voice sounds just as whiny as irritating as normal.
We wouldn't have it any other way.
I'm Andy, and I'm going to try to match Noah, because I'm feeling a little... insecure about myself.
I'm Noah. I'm going to try match Andy and just talk the whole time.
Except Noah's going to be sexy the whole time.
He can't maybe not. Help it.
It'll fade.
Well, nah. Enjoy it while it lasts, ladies. Do you feel...
Set your vibrators on stun.
Do you feel that tingle in your ovaries? You're ovulating. Noah's voice just made you fertile.
Look at your man. Now look at me.
Listen to your man. Now listen to me. Does your man sound like me? No, well, he could if he had a little bit of a head cold and just woke up.
Let's do some sexy tan laughs.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Jokes we're telling and yikes are slowing here too. Come on, it's lovely weather for some tan laughs together with you. Just send your jokes in to us at fucktards@tancast.com. And we'll get your jokes in just like I got my dick in your mom.
Let's.
Wait, I'm sorry.
I meant, oh yeah.
How much pudding is there, Andy?
$240. Oh, worth the pudding.
Someone was trying to remember that, and I was like, they thought it was pounds. I was like, I don't know.
Nope.
I can't remember. I'm like, I know my...
No, it is measured in dollars.
I knew you would know.
As some people say, Barry and LeVon, where'd you get $240? Shh, that's right, never you mind. I own that on DVD! Oh, it only took a decade and a half.
And he's a simple man.
I am. Mama told me when I was young.
Mama told me not to come. I was like, oops, Mama, sorry.
Oh, no! No!
That just totally changed that song.
No! Let's do some tan laughs before this gets worse.
Mama told me not
only
to come
get worse.
In her hair.
That's how we do it.
It can always get worse.
All right.
So who wants to go first?
Me! These tan laughs are from Jen. And they don't have anything to do with coming in mothers.
What about fathers?
Oh.
Not likely. They're from a children's book you found in the library. This is the second half of what I started to read last week.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely going to be coming in fathers.
Oh, dear God. How does Luke get into the Imperial base?
He came in his father.
All right, Andy's getting way too much joy. Oh,
sorry.
So how does he get there? Ewoks.
That's
my punchline.
No, I'm going to back you on that punchline.
Why shouldn't you play cards in the jungle?
Because you might accidentally come in your father.
No, because of the cheetahs. Why do gorillas have big nostrils?
Well, I've seen some videos on YouTube, but
I don't know why.
Because they have big fingers.
Tim is so excited to read these.
Jesus. What do you call Batman and Robin if they get smashed by a steamroller?
Come in your father.
Flatman and...
Ribbon.
Oh, is this something I'd jerk off to?
Alrighty.
All right.
Why does Superman's shirt fit so tight?
I don't know.
I read the punchline. He's wearing a size S. My Wi-Fi is being crappy again, so Andy's laughs are in and out.
Excellent.
Good old Wi-Fi.
Good old Comcast. What did Harry Potter say when he couldn't open the door to the Chamber of Secrets?
Knock, knock.
Dumb old door.
That's ridiculous.
And how much does it cost? Oh, wait, what? How much does it cost for a pirate to pierce his ears? Oh, that's an old one.
I don't know.
A buccaneer. Okay, this is the last one. A polar bear walks into an ice cream store and says to the clerk, I'll have a hot fudge sundae. Okay, says the clerk, but why the big paws? The polar bear looks down at his hands and says, what do you mean? I've always had them. See, unfortunately, with my crappy Wi-Fi, they probably just thought I cut out for a second.
I did! I'll have an ice cream... Oh, shit. Tim's gone.
There you go, Jen. Thanks for the 10 laughs. Keep it funky.
Yeah, keep it funky. Keep it fresh, girl. All right, I've got some 10 laughs from our old friend Indiana Bob.
No, I was doing the bass line.
This is 10 laughs, the Paul Walker edition.
Stay classy, San Diego.
What's the difference between termites and Paul Walker?
Well, I don't know.
Termites can go through trees.
Oh.
What were Paul Walker's last words to the paparazzi? Hey, no more pictures. I'm burned out. And Bob asks, too soon? Too furious?
Too fast.
Awful.
Awfully awesome.
It was. I think this is a new record for us to make really fucked up jokes. And
We made fucked up jokes as What's-Her-Head died. Amy Wine, the news came in while we were recording, and we made jokes while we were recording.
Oh, shit, that's right!
Whew! Because we're classy.
Hellbound.
That's how we do.
Hellbound down. Doing up and trucking. Something. Blah, 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 I'll know this whole song, yeah!
Beelzebub's gonna be up in our bums.
All right.
Well, I got some jokes.
All right.
They're jokes from a brown bloke. Jesus.
Jesus!
He says, beige, caramel. Beige, dot, caramel, dot, tan. Oh, well, it doesn't matter what the color of my skin, just quality or lack thereof in my jokes.
Oh, shit, I thought he was talking about the quality or lack thereof skin. Like, wait, what?
What kind of underwear does a Mexican in Arizona wear?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter what kind, so long as it's pink and issued by the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office.
Oh.
I feel like I'm not up on my my news, because I don't really get that joke.
Maricopa County, the sheriff is Joe Arpaio.
Yeah. Does the color have anything to do with it, though?
Yeah, he makes his inmates wear pink underwear. He also only feeds them twice a day, makes them live in tents. Yeah.
Got it. Terrible. What was the first thing the Emperor asked Darth Vader when he found him on the lava planet?
What's up, dog?
Annie, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? You've been hit by, you've been struck by some hot lava. I had that last part.
And repeated lightsaber blows.
Someone did like a funny thing, like a little like picture with Obi-Wan, you know, in the Star Wars where he meets Luke, and he's like, I haven't heard that name in a long time since I cut off his legs and left him in a lava pit. She calls or something like that. Anyways. You like that, ladies? Mucus.
Yeah.
Have you met my
George Mucus.
Oh. Ooh. Have you met my cousin? He's a line worker at Subway, and he's a damn good employee. Just don't ask him for a foot-long Italian. Being a guy after sex is like transforming back from a werewolf. Why am I so tired and naked? How am I supposed to make life choices when I still count on my fingers and sing the whole alphabet to see where the letter comes next? See what letter comes next?
I do that sometimes. It's right around the NOPQR period. I can never remember which order those come in.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, I think, well, not everybody, but I would think most people probably do that.
Because mm-hmm. We're all idiots.
Ever notice how girls walk around with shorts that with sorry, let me start over. Ever notice how girls walk around with shorts that have words that describe their panochas? Juicy, pink. I'm still looking out for shaved. That's vagina in Spanish.
It is.
I got four more. Why not? Every Thanksgiving there's always somebody somewhere that wants to celebrate with our kids doing a Rick. Sorry, let me start over. Every Thanksgiving, there's always somebody somewhere that wants to celebrate with our kids doing a recreation of their first one of their schools. The very first one at their schools. I say we should celebrate with the Parrots playing against the Redskins and taking their stadium afterwards.
I'm Patriots. Pretty sure that was supposed to be the Patriots.
Yeah, it was. Not Parrots.
Okay.
The Parrots, you know, new team. You haven't heard of them?
Yeah. Nailed it.
Yep.
That one's too long.
That's what she said. Nailed it again.
Going in to ask my boss for a raise.
What he did.
Oh. Going in to ask my boss for a raise. I sure hope he drank a lot of pineapple juice today.
Oh.
Pineapple juice sounds delicious right now, actually.
And probably the citrus would do you good.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
Once you're sick, vitamin C doesn't really help. Like, if you take it before you get sick, it will help. But once you're sick, it's just your body's just got to work it. At least with that, in that respect, it's not going to make you get better any faster.
Yep.
My life goal one day is to finger a girl who later accomplishes something great, and then I can say, I had a hand in that.
I didn't realize Noah was going back to a tan laugh. I thought he just started to tell us, okay, here's this thing about sickness, and by the way, I hope to finger a girl. What?
Yeah, Tim, I wish I had a hand in that.
All right, well, it's good to have goals.
Now I'm going to look out for every girl I fingered and just see if they do something great.
Look them all up on Facebook.
Susan's girl here? Had a hand in that. And finally I got a brand new idea. Glow-in-the-dark condoms. Now you see them? Now you don't. Someone was way ahead of you. Skin deep, my friend. Skin deep. I'm done.
All right.
And that was spent.
I think that was my favorite one. I had a hand in that. I'm a simple man. It's been my dream
ever since I was a small boy.
To get to the top.
And then stick my fingers in it. Knuckle deep, son.
Three fingers.
Doing the pink, one in the stink.
All right, so how was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Other than being, like, I was sick, and then I got re-sick, which sucked.
Oh, that's no fun.
No. It's like, I woke up, I was like, I feel sick again. Man, I had a pretty interesting week, I would say. So, I think I mentioned before that I worked at Google for a little bit. And there's this guy that worked there. I wouldn't say we were best buds, you know, I knew him. He was, you know, he's always like a little odd, but nothing crazy. And so I see him periodically from time to time. I saw him like at a soup kitchen. And then I would see him at these like various little like parties around the city that they do, you know, for free. Like, hey, you know, we want to promote our thing, so come and check it out, and we'll give you like some free alcohol and some little snacks and stuff like that. And then I saw him recently walking down the street, and then like so, I don't think this has ever happened to me before, but I started talking to him. He's like, oh hey Noah, and then he just started speaking like nonsense. Like some words made sense, but most were like there's no context. There was no, like, sometimes he would just stop talking and just giggle. Like, he had lost, like, I don't know what was wrong with him, but he definitely, like, lost grip, like, with reality.
Oh, yeah, so, that could be schizophrenia, but that also could be, like, him having a stroke.
I don't know. I talked to him, and so he didn't know, I don't know if it was a stroke, because usually stroke is, like, you're trying to say one thing, and you're saying something else. Is that what happens?
There's a variety of things that can happen, apparently, and I am no expert. But.
Okay. I mean, I'm not either, but he knew he was staying at, like, a homeless place, like, a block away. So I took him there, because I was like, man, I don't know what to do. Like, if he hadn't, like, told that, I'm like, should I call, like, an ambulance? So, or is he just going to be on the street, like, crazy? Like, it was very weird. It just made me think, like, maybe think about all those other, like, homeless people that I see that are kind of, like, spewing nonsense. I'm like, man, someone knows them, and they're, like, you know, they were someone's friend at one time. I mean, which has always been true, but, you know, that was, you know, when if it happens to someone you know, like, you know, makes it a little closer to home, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was very weird. I was like, man. And then, you know, it made me, I don't know, I didn't make me feel guilty, but it's just, like, made me feel bad. It's like, you know, how, you know, you know, what happened? Like, you know, I'm doing pretty well. Like, what happened to him that, you know, he has to deal with this? So, yeah. Life's unfair sometimes.
That's like my greatest fear is to, you know, lose my mind.
I think about that, too. Like, yeah. Like, and then how would I know? Or would it just happen over time and I think, like, everything's normal? And, like, people around me are like, you know.
And suddenly it's like, hey, man, how you doing? I'm great. Spoon chicken finger nuggets.
Exactly. Like, it wasn't exactly like, you know, they make out movies, but it was pretty close. Like, some words made sense. Some things, like, you know, he's like, oh, I'm working with Spike Lee, which, you know, it makes sense. But you're like, I highly doubt that's true. But the other times he would just kind of, like, it was like word salad. Like, you know, the words you're putting together do not make sense next to each other. And I would try to get, like, an answer out of him, and he would just, like, kind of fade off and start laughing. And then, yeah, finally I got that he was, like, staying down the street. I'm like, okay. I'm like, let's go there. So, yeah, so, didn't mean to break it down, but it just was a very odd thing that happened.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Life is a fragile thing that could end at any time in tragedy.
Yep.
But also,
happy holidays.
Just remember, you do all of your thinking with a bunch of fatty tissue that looks delicious to probably half the bugs on this planet.
And, you know, just don't forget about other people, and other people need help. You know, if you've got time to volunteer, I would say. So, actually, I signed up to volunteer at the place they dropped him off at.
Wow. Noah's a much better human being than I am.
It's cold. I'm busy. Busy being cold.
So, there you go. And then, I want to... hold on.
Holding on.
Someone else tells another story. I'm going to find something I want to read that I thought was odd, if I can find it.
All right. So, I had a very, very fun weekend, what with all the pooping, as discussed previously. Then I actually wound up working from home on Monday because the pooping and the vomiting would not stop. And I needed to board an early flight to Boca Raton, Florida on Tuesday. And the vomiting and the verping and the ass gushers also
ash.
Continued.
Oh, my God. That makes me think of, like, I never want to eat those gushers like candy again. Ass gushers.
Like, oh, Andy did this into a bathtub.
What?
No, not into a bathtub.
All right.
Into a toilet. I was just trying to be extra gross. See if I can make you upchuck a little. Anyways, so Tuesday morning was very rough, and I was, like, popping Tums and Pepto-Bismol. Then I get in my car, and it took me, I want to say an hour and 20 minutes to make it about 6 miles from my house. And I live far, far from the airport. So at that point, I was like, I am still so physically far away that even if traffic disappeared and I floored it, I would not arrive in time to check in, make it through security, get to my gate, and board the plane before they shut the doors. It is now physically impossible for me to make my flight. So I tried calling the travel agent for my company, and it was still too early, and nobody answered. So I turned the car around, and I made it home in about 8 minutes. And I had been on the road for like an hour and fucking 20. So finally got a hold of the people. They rebooked me. I wound up going there. I felt horrible because we were supposed to be meeting with the people that we were going there to meet. When I arrive, I find out, oh yeah, they're not ready to meet with us today. There was no point in us arriving today. Like, well, shit. In that case, can you get me to the hotel? Because me saying, well, shit, just reminded me of what I've been holding back for the last 4 hours. So I disrespected that hotel bathroom.
Oh.
And then I took a bunch more medicine, and I toughed it out the next day. And I was strong. I was poo strong for 12 hours. And then I got back on Wednesday night, and I disrespected that bathroom again. I called its mother names. And this continued the entire time we were in Florida. And I came back home on Thursday, and I got into my car late on Thursday night. And I got home in record time so I could get my cheeks onto the toilet again and wreck my own bathroom. I don't know what's going on with my GI tract, man, but it is still, like, anything I eat, I'm no longer feeling like I'm going to puke. But anything I eat comes flying out my butt. I'm starting to think it's not, like, a bug I picked up. I'm starting to think, like, there's something wrong with me. Like, I am no longer handling food okay.
Like, this is still happening?
Yes. Hmm. Yeah, like, last night, I think I pooed 4 times in an hour and a half. And I don't know about all the rest of you, but that's a lot for me.
Eh.
4 times for me is, like, 2 to 4 days worth of poo. That's not, like within the span of my family watching a movie. Oh, but one upside for it, it does mean that I missed significant chunks of, I want to say it's The Odd Life of Timothy Green. Something about Timothy Green.
Yeah.
It's a Jennifer Garner movie.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. It was... The Odd Life of Timothy Green. Yes, I just looked it up. Thank you, Internet.
we're saying yes.
Yes. It's got a 48% on Metacritic, and that is fair.
Is that generous, or that's fair?
I'd say that's fair.
Okay.
I have definitely seen worse films. I have also seen films that had anything like a plot twist, anything like a surprising turn of events. This is one of those movies where, like within the first 5 minutes of the movie, and having seen the trailers, I knew exactly how this movie was going to go. Like not just broad strokes. Like I even down to like, oh, there's going to be a moment where this is going to happen, and then another moment where this is going to happen. Yep, called them all.
Called it.
I saw
stream.
Well, I was introduced to this show on Hulu called The Booth at the End. that watched the whole thing, and like, it doesn't seem like it would be that interesting, but it's a pretty interesting show. Like, it's all set in a diner. Like, it never leaves the diner. And these people come in, and they ask this guy to make, like, a wish of theirs come true. And then he gives them a task. You know, and it may be a task that helps someone, or maybe a task that hurts someone, or hurts multiple people. And, like, you know, that's the only task they get, and, like, all he wants is for them to come back and tell him about it. And then, so all their, and some of the stories are interconnected, of the people that come in and ask him to help them. And then once they complete the task, and sometimes they don't necessarily need to complete the task for the good thing to happen. And what happens is always, like, it's based in reality. So it's not like, you know, I want $1 million, and then you do the task, and $1 million just shows up in your hand. Like, something in the real world will happen, like, oh, you know, I won the lottery, and I won $1 million. Or, you know, a distant family member died, and I, you know, now I got this $1 million. So I would say it's worth a watch. Like, it doesn't seem like it might be interesting at first, but it is pretty interesting. The acting is pretty good, and just, you know, there's only 10 episodes total, and they're about 20 minutes apiece.
Booth at the end.
The booth at the end. So I found what I wanted to read. I just thought this was an odd thing to write, and this is, I don't know if I should. Well, I'll say the name, and then if Tim thinks I should mention it, then he can bleep it out. This is what she wrote a while ago, back in, like, November 24th. And I just, like, this is an odd way to say thanks for people wishing you a happy birthday. But I'm going to read it and see what you guys think. Today I saw a man with a wrapper in his hand. He was digging for trash with kitchen tongs. I passed by. Today I saw a man lying on concrete, his back to the Embarcadero, his blanket too light for the chill that evening had brought, and would bring again. I passed by. Shortly after, I pulled out my iPhone, opened Safari, and clicked on the red button hovering over the icon of the world. I had notifications. I know what it takes to wish happy birthday on Facebook. It takes effort. It takes more than passing by. It may seem like a small effort, but I feel incredibly fortunate to have had people who made extra effort to stop and offer me a wish on my birthday. Thank you for your gracious effort. Sometimes I don't feel deserving of the love I receive. Like,
thanks for happy birthday wishes. I said fuck off to homeless people.
Yeah, like, that seems like an odd way. Like, why would you just say thanks? Like, why would you point out, like, hey, I'm a dick, I don't help people? And not even like, I'm gonna help people now because I realize, you know, this takes a little effort to help people. Nope, just thanks for happy birthday. I don't deserve it. Like, that's the weirdest.
Your life sucks, and it's my birthday!
Oh, man, you were asleep on you don't even have a nice blanket. Oh, man, I pulled up my fancy iPhone to check my Facebook. Oh, hey, homeless guy. These people didn't pass by. Like, I don't know. That was just... I was like, am I really reading this? Like, and then people were, like, commenting on it. Not very many people, but a few people. Some people liked it. Hey, wait, I want to pat those homeless people.
I feel like Phil Collins should rewrite that song for a more modern age.
I clicked like while I passed by a bum. So, yeah, that was just like, all right.
That was just like,
Once
I was like, oh,
human detritus. Wall posts.
I mean, it feels like it would be so much better if she's like, and then I saw him, you know, sign up to volunteer at a homeless shelter. Nope.
So then I gave some of my birthday money to the homeless guy. Nope, not even that.
So then I skipped along the street whistling happy birthday to me.
I, like, pointed out, boy, that blanket isn't going to be warm enough. Anyway, it's my birthday.
Look at this warm blanket I got.
Hey, Mr. Homeless Guy, I couldn't help to notice that you're about to freeze to death tonight. And also didn't wish me a happy birthday, dick.
It only takes a moment.
They say you got hypothermia. It's my birthday too, yeah. You're gonna have a good time. You're gonna die cold and alone. Yeah.
Can't feel your toes now.
Wait, am I being any more sensitive though than she is at the moment?
The fact that we're mocking her.
The fact that I'm mocking via song parody.
Maybe me not. Now you gotta tag on. Thanks for wishing me happy birthday, guys.
Much love. Top left.
And this is, you know, this is not to say, you know, I'm any better than her. I'm, you know, I'm sure I'm guilty of some other things. It's just...
You didn't broadcast them.
Nope.
Like, I'm sure we've all walked past a homeless person and didn't feel the need to tweet about it.
Maybe it's just start Twitter. Oh, no, no, that's me.
Didn't feel the need to launch into thanks for the birthday wishes from it.
Right. I'm going to start tweeting every time I do something that is ignoring of my fellow man's plight. I saw an old woman fall on the floor today, but then I grabbed a cheeseburger. YOLO.
Oh, that's terrible.
Hit a stray dog on the way home and then watched Looper. Good movie.
Pretty sure I just saw a kid being kidnapped. Can you believe the end of Breaking Bad? Non sequitur tweets.
Oh, make it a thing.
Something horrible and then something banal and random.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, well, spending my adventures on social media the other day.
What were your adventures like?
I realized I didn't really want to launch into that story. I already made a blog about it. She calls out to the man on the street. He pretends he can't hear her. So I was like, oh, fuck. Maybe my Wi-Fi cut out and they didn't hear me.
All right.
Let's move on to something else.
Is that the one where someone was putting down Nelson Mandela?
Yeah.
I read that little thread.
Whoa. Really?
Well, no. Well, yes, but they were saying Obama was a jerk for ordering the flags flown to half-mast for Nelson Mandela and not Pearl Harbor. And then it turned out he did order the flags lowered at half-mast for Pearl Harbor, and yeah. But in the meantime, I was an idiot about it. Because I was like, well, no president has ever lowered the flags at half-mast for Pearl Harbor since FDR. Oh, Tim, look up. Look it up. Every president has lowered the flags at half-mast for the anniversary of Pearl Harbor since FDR. You suck.
Oh,
so you felt that you were in the right, and then you were in the wrong.
But then I was in the right again, because she said he didn't, and he did.
All right.
So, but yeah, I was like, well, why would they lower them every year, for the same anniversary? Of course they're not going to do it. Oh, they do it? Every single time? Every time. So I'm 100% wrong? So I'm a douchebag. Is that how that works? I'm a douchebag? Well, you know what? I just had a filet of fish at McDonald's.
And the homeless guy asked for it, and I said no.
I said, go fuck yourself. Hashtag twerking.
Tim, how is your steaming pile of streaming? Or how was your week? Did you mention your week?
My week was fine. I got made permanent at my job. Yay.
I know. That's so awesome. It's
now
awesome.
I get the fatty benefits. And now I have no excuse for not working out at the employees-only gym. I'll make an excuse, but I don't have one at the moment.
Do you get a raise?
Yes.
Sweet.
An extra dollar an hour. Yes, I will have extra cheese, motherfucker.
Ooh.
Of course, that dollar an hour is probably going to get eaten up by benefits, but that's okay. It's kind of a lateral move, but now I have benefits. And I don't have to pay for benefits out of pocket, so... I guess it's more than a lateral move. It's a good move. I like to move it, move it.
I like to move it, move it.
But for Steam and Pile of Streaming, I finally finished watching this documentary about James Bond that I've been watching in pieces every night, but falling asleep. I'm like, I just want to. Tim, it's 2 a.m. Go to bed. No, I'm going to watch it. Just got to. Tim, it's going to be there tomorrow. It might not be there. Take it off Netflix. So it was a documentary about 007 and the making, like how they. Making all the movies and the trials and tribulations that went along with it. And it's funny because they're interviewing Pierce Brosnan and he's talking about GoldenEye and he's talking about how he got the role originally and got it yanked from him at the last second. And then it went to Timothy Dalton. Uh-huh. And then he talks about getting the role back and how he worked hard to really do GoldenEye and make it good. And then they're talking to him about the other ones. He's like, was the next one World Is Not Enough or was the next one Tomorrow Never Dies? I get them confused. I remember GoldenEye. The rest of them are a blur. and then they talk to the chick who played Emma or Miranda Frost in Die Another Day. And she's like, they got a little ridiculous by the time I was in them. Like, there was that invisible car. And that's when the fans thought that Bond had lost all believability. And then they cut to Pierce Brosnan, and he says,
right, Brosnan, we're going to do kite surfing. Tsunamis today.
Kite surfing a tsunami. Oh,
like it was the most ridiculous thing he'd ever heard of. And but like he laughs at it, and then he really laughs at it. Like he's like, why? And so then they talk about why it changed direction to go to Daniel Craig. Apparently they blame 9/11.
What?
9/11 killed Pierce Brosnan. As Bond.
No, I'm going to go ahead and blame Die Another Day.
It did well. There was no reason not to make another one. It's not like it flopped.
Well, yes, I recognize that.
No, you don't.
No, I do.
You're talking nonsense. Transformers sucked, and it also made a lot of money, and now they're making three more.
That's true.
Wait, they're making three more?
Sorry. They've made two more, and a third one is coming.
Okay.
The Transformers 4. Although, I was talking to Jeff yesterday, and he said he read an interview that Michael Bay said he's done with the goofiness, and this one's going to be straight ahead serious. I was like, I wish I could trust him.
You burned me too many times, Michael. You've hurt me too much.
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay's idea of what's going to be a serious Transformers movie is all the robots are going to have metal mustaches.
And wear flannel like hipsters. They'll be handlebar mustaches.
Yes.
And have names like, I don't know. I was going to try to think of something funny.
Stanley.
Benjamin. Hi, Stanley.
Josiah.
Oh, the other thing I watched on Steven Pilo Streaming, I watched two documentaries about Michael Jackson that did not get the rights to play Michael Jackson music.
That must have been awkward. A lot of sound-alikes?
So they had some instrumental kind of sound-alikes, one for Billie Jean and one for Black and White. But they were horrible. They were like shitty karaoke quality sound of song. But they had video of him performing the songs. They just had the sound down. And one of them billed itself. Hang on a second. I want to read this exactly right. Here it goes. The King of Pop's musical legacy comes alive in this collection of performance clips and conversations with the singer's friends and family. The musical legacy doesn't come alive because you don't hear one drop of his music.
What?
That cracked me right the fuck up.
It didn't say that part, did it?
What?
No, that's Tim.
That's Tim, right?
Noah.
Hi, I'm Tim.
You added a bit to it, right?
He's the TNT guest.
The part about not a drop of his music?
Yeah.
Yes, I added that part. No, it said that. There's not a drop of his music in here. But go fuck yourselves. Love, product description. And then I also watched America's Sweethearts, which is now available for streaming. I've seen it many times, but I enjoy that movie. And you may remember it as the source of a phrase I would say that would annoy the shit out of him.
Which one was that?
Oh, you don't remember? I don't think it annoyed as much, but it's not in the movie that's on streaming. It was from the cutscenes. Hank Azaria is sitting in a hot tub, and then all of a sudden he's watching Catherine Zeta-Jones, his girlfriend, on TV, looking like she's getting back together with his ex, John Cusack. And then he goes, damn it! And then all of a sudden this girl's head pops up from underneath the water. What, am I doing it wrong? No, you're doing it fine. I have to go. She's like, wait, you're leaving? Yes. I have to go. Please accept the juices of my manhood as a symbol of our brief time together.
I do remember that.
I used to say, please accept the juices of my manhood all the time. To the point where it annoyed Andy so much. I swear he got in a screaming match telling me to stop saying it. And then I, as a dick, just sat in my room making up a song called Manhood Juices. Which consisted of the lyrics, manhood juices, a juices of my manhood juices, a juices, juices, manhood juices.
It sounds like something you would do.
I think I sang it for 5 solid minutes.
Oh my god, I can completely wipe that from my memory. It all came flooding back.
Wow.
The worst part was I got that shitty song stuck in my head, so later on I was just driving, manhood you think? Manhood you think? Ah, good times.
Oh, man, that was your great googly moogly.
Yes, our other friend Joe would quote that Snickers commercial all the time to the point where it annoyed the crap out of Andy. I think I probably quoted it too, but it seemed like Joe really annoyed Andy.
Oh, Joe drove that thing right into the ground.
I would expect anything. Nothing less.
It didn't have to be surprising. And Joe would just go, great, googly moogly. Like, dude, I just asked you if you wanted to get food.
What is Noah starting to say? I keep hearing Noah mumble.
I can't remember. It wasn't anything important.
Was it about mammoth juices? I'm sorry, juices?
Then it was important.
No, it was
so that's a recommendation.
I don't remember.
Oh, sorry.
Go.
That's a recommendation for a scene from a movie. Yeah.
Well played, sir.
Now no one wants to talk.
Nope. Okay, Tim, go.
Hi!
Go.
I'm Tim.
You're the T in TanCast.
Let's start over.
So my wife and I saw, in addition to the Timothy Green one, we saw Looper. I want to say we watched another movie since the last time we recorded TanCast, but I cannot remember what the fuck it was. But Looper was a good movie. I do agree with the how it should have ended people, that Looper could have indeed ended a different way.
She calls out to the man on the street. He pretends he can't hear her.
Some of the times I see the things on how it should have ended, and I'm like, yeah, no, not really. I mean, sure, silly that you guys made that joke, but no.
Yeah.
But yeah, they actually made a fairly compelling point. Like, yeah, that kind of didn't need to happen that way.
I can't remember how it should have ended. Did it?
Well, Tim, I'll pause to let you insert the spoiler warning here.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
They said that Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character should have just gone, no, wait, I'm just going to decide not to do any of this. I'm just going to decide that I'm going to, you know, leave and be different than all of this. So none of this has to happen.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Yeah. Then again, it is a time travel movie, and they did establish that the characters, well, one character's differences do affect another character later. There's like a lag, so there's still some echo, some carryover of the other character's timeline.
I wonder, but I also wonder, like, you know, maybe you, like, you know, he consciously makes that decision right then, right? But I mean, I guess you don't really know what the future may hold, right? Like, maybe something will happen and you will change your mind, and be like, even though I said I wouldn't do this, like, now these circumstances have made me decide differently. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and they were kind of saying that Bruce Willis's character, that it was only like in each moment where Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character, well, Joseph Gordon-Levitt's version, earlier version of him, was having different experiences or making different decisions or whatever, that it was only in those moments that, like, that part of his history kind of got overwritten. And he could still remember things being a different way, but, like, it got hazy.
The movie was bullshit.
Well, time travel is difficult.
Bullshit.
Sure.
The whole point of the movie is that they send people in the past to kill them because they can't kill people in the future. And the whole reason Bruce Willis goes apeshit is because they killed somebody in the future.
Oh, shit. You're
right. This is true.
Boom! I just knocked your house of cards down, Looper.
And then he proceeded to kill three people in the future.
See what I'm saying? It's a bunch of horse shit.
And... I mean, it was strongly implied that the Rainmaker was killing the shit out of people in the future.
He makes it rain!
Yep, body parts.
Here's a question. No. No.
Never. No?
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 Well, I was going to ask about The Mentalist, but I didn't know if you were done with Looper.
Oh, I'm done with Looper.
So The Mentalist was the show we were most behind on, and now we are caught up.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And what are you watching the season, Andy, or no?
I am so far behind on The Mentalist, I have not watched one episode.
All right, then.
Ever.
I don't know that I it's funny, they finally did the thing that I wanted them to do.
Something about Red John.
Yes, they found a way to be done with that story arc.
Ah, I know you've been waiting for that.
So now you know where they're going to go. You wonder where they're going from here, Tim. Is that what you're wondering?
No, I wondered why they had to change something else in addition to that story arc. Like, they couldn't just keep going without that story arc. They had to make this whole other shift where something else is hanging over them.
Oh. Well, I mean, I think it had to come to fruition, right? Like, they've been doing so much shit that they are not supposed to be doing. Like, don't you think something had to happen?
I suppose, but here's my point. Like, the FBI wants to work with him now. And then the FBI guy is like, but I don't want any of your shenanigans, and you got to go back to jail.
Right.
The whole thing he does is shenanigans. Like, that's all. He's one big shenanigan. We want you to work with us because you're so good, but we don't want to do anything that you do that makes you good.
I feel like Psych had a very similar... I can't be sure because you're speaking in kind of general terms, but it sounds like, it feels like Psych had a very similar storyline.
Well, when Mendelis came out, I was like, this is just a much more serious Psych.
And Psych has made that joke many, many times.
Whereas Mendelis has made a shit ton of ratings. So suck it, Psych. No?
I do feel like, in general, like, they let what's-his-name get away with too much.
Patrick Jane?
Yeah. Like, it's like, yeah, all right, you're doing good, but at the same time, you are doing very illegal shit. But, honestly, I don't think that's going to happen to him. Like, I don't think it's going to be like, you have to act serious now. Like, I think he's still going to do his shenanigans, and, like, you know, he'll just have to hide it now or something.
Yeah, I just think that it's going to be that. It's just going to be that dynamic over and over again. And I think that could get repetitive and uninteresting.
Once they resolve that storyline, I was like, I don't know if I'll keep watching. We'll see.
Oh, you're done? Of course you're done. What am I thinking?
Well, I mean, they've
kind of... He's like, I'm watching The Mentalist. Are you watching The Mentalist? And then I watched The Mentalist, and Noah's like, fuck The Mentalist. Well, that's how he works.
They resolved the thing I was looking into, and now I'm like, all right, well, I don't know what's going to keep me watching now. I'm not done yet. I've watched all the current episodes. We'll see. Maybe it'll go a direction. I'm like, yes, this is still good.
Speaking of things you're not watching, the Avengers show, not the event, the Marvel Angels and the Shield.
Yeah,
did you make it to the one where you find out the secret of the past of the like the agent, like the James Bond agent guy? Where he finds out some artifact from Asgard, like, makes you relive your deepest, darkest secret, and it makes you a better warrior, but it just makes you miserable.
No.
So he has the... that was interesting. It was dark.
Maybe I'll watch it now.
He has a
very
dark secret. Of course, because there's sadness. You should watch Doctor Who.
Marvel. Do you remember how long
it was? It was the Thor crossover one. So it would have been right after Thor came out.
The one that where you said, like, it didn't really have much of a connection?
Yeah. Like, the fact that one of the main characters is Asgardian is, I guess, a connection, but it has no connection to the movie. Other than the very beginning, they're like, man, some crazy shit happened. Okay, now an adventure.
What happened? I don't know that everybody's seen the movie, so we should better talk about it in generalities. Rest assured,
yep,
the world continued to survive because we had a TV show to make. Although you could probably guess that, because otherwise this movie would have been a huge fucking downer.
So, this one's, I think it's called The Well. And it says, the team assists in the cleanup in the aftermath of the events of Thor:
Yes,
the Dark
that's
World.
That's exactly it.
Okay, all right. That's episode number 8. I will check it out, Tim. So, like, yeah, I will. I mean, I don't mind checking out, like, if there's, like, an interesting episode, I'm like, all right, I will watch it. But overall, that show is not, like, grabbing me where I'm like, I need to keep watching this every week because this is a great storyline. So, here's the thing.
I'm going to grab
maybe this will explain a little bit better. Maybe dick. I said this. There's shows I want to watch that I know are supposed to be really good, like The Wire, like Breaking Bad. So, it's like... When new shows come on, like, if I feel like they're not as good as those shows that I could be watching, then I'm like, well, instead of spending time watching this show, I will stop watching the show and start watching these other shows, which everyone has raved about.
Dick.
Yeah.
Because people like you, Michael J. Fox is canceled.
Is it
you're
finally
that, Noah,
canceled?
You are literally killing Michael J. Fox.
Literally.
Literally.
That black dude who's on that show is really funny. Now, what is he going to do?
I don't know. I guess he's going to have to turn to...
Well, maybe he'll go on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, because I'm still watching that show.
He's going to be sharing that blanket with the homeless guy past.
Yep.
And that's not going to help. You know that much.
She'll just walk on by.
Hey, Brooklyn Nine-Nine...
You know what, Noah? You're the of television.
You are.
I saw Michael J. Fox shake on the ground. I just walked on by.
That might be a good place to end it for the week.
Sounds good.
Alright, I thought maybe we would talk about Mandela, but, Mandela!
What are we going to say? Are we going to add anything to the discourse about Mandela?
No, we're not.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be a book coming out now. Because I don't know a lot about him. I mean, I know some about him, but I feel like there's a lot more to know than what I know.
Well, there's a shitload of books, and B, retrospectives on, like, every single cable news channel.
Yeah, like A&E is running Mandela. What a wonderful fella. All this month. No?
Mandela!
No, they're not.
You're right, thank you.
When I got back into town, I was listening to the BBC radio and the super fast car ride home, and
don't pull Paul Walker.
No, it was all it was all Mandela, all like retrospective, all about his life, like long things, like long form pieces about Mandela, and then they'd get to like the half hour parts. There'd be like coming up later on BBC. More about Nelson Mandela, but first the headlines, and the headline reader guy comes on. He's like, this is the headlines. Nelson Mandela has died. That's it. Like, that was the headline. Then immediately back into the Mandela stuff. I'm like, I know some other shit had to go down in the world today. It is a big, wide world. You specifically broke away from your continuing discussion of the life of Nelson Mandela to read headlines, and the headline you read was Nelson Mandela is dead. And that was it. And then you went right back into the other stuff. And it happened like two or three times on the drive home. I'm like, I guess you guys like had a box to check. Like, well, we better read headlines. Okay, just me. Fine.
You're
well,
the dick.
Well, you're cutting in and out for me. But okay. So,
well, trust
Mandela.
Me, it was confusing, and you will be incensed and confused.
All right.
Consensed or infused.
I'll be incensed and confused while being off the mic.
All right.
So that was Tancast, everybody.
All right. Wait, I mean,
remember.
All right.
Remember, never trust to not walk past a homeless person.
Damn it. I was going to say, you're doing it like a woman walking past a homeless person.
Well, Tim, do you want to think about yours for another second longer while I say, this week I hate sitting on a 2-hour long plane ride and hearing coming up from inside me.
Ugh.
Delicious.
It's terrible.
So I'll say, this week you're doing it like, nope, I'm going to stick with it, walking past a homeless person. Fuck it.
All right.
Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@tancast.com. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. Alright, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
Tancast.
Enjoy that, guys.
She calls out to the man on the street. He pretends he can't hear her.
I will. I don't even know what it is, but I will enjoy it. I'm gonna play with my nipples while I watch it.
All right.
Let it snow, make it so.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful. But the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, make it so. Make it so. Make it so. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some tea, all gray hot. The lights are turned way down low. Make it so. Make it so. Make it so.
Tim? This
Let's
actually
wrap this
maybe,
up.
Oh yeah, sorry, this isn't for Dan Gass, so I just wanted Tim
oh,
to
I assumed we had been wrapped up. That's why I sent that to you guys.
Huh. Well, I just wanted Tim to know that I have the blog, the Make It Snow blog open.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just Riker on infinite loop clapping. Drew walked in earlier to tell me that his TV show had stopped streaming. Looked up and saw that, and he went, "Hi, Uncle!" Because my brother has grown out his winter beard, and Drew assumed that I was on Skype with him. I was like, no.
That's good for your brother.
I'm like,
he's
no, but
he's Riker.
That's not my brother. That's another guy. He goes, oh, it's you. I'm like, I don't have a beard yet. Who is it? I'm like, it's Commander Riker. Hi, Commander Riker.
Nice.